Welcome back, everyone. We are backstage at the main stage of the 2016 Boston Freedom Rally, the 27th anniversary. Joining me back here is the lovely Dr. Uma Donabalan. How you doing, Dr. Uma?
I am wonderful, Russ, and it's great to see you here. What an amazing event today again.
She is resplendent in orange today. It's beautiful. And it's a gorgeous day out here in Boston, and you're speaking here pretty soon up on the main stage. And give us your perspective being here as a doctor working with patients in cannabis as this New England area starts to get reform in medical marijuana.
Well, it's a very exciting time here. I think it's a really great opportunity since we do have medical marijuana, and my hope is that we can use cannabis for many patients that don't have the option right now. Again, I always say it's not for everybody, but yet it should be a first-line option. There's a great need for education and to bring the truth out. I really am hoping to get this medicine deschedulized is what I'm hoping for, and it should be just a supplement. It's people have a deficiency in their endocannabinoid system, and we supplement it. What I'm hoping to educate here today is three facts that I want everybody to know: that no deaths from cannabis, zero overdoses, fatalities. Number two, that the U.S. government has a patent for cannabinoids as an antioxidant and neuroprotectant, which is part of everybody's life that they need to know that. And they've had this patent since October of 2003.
Yep.
And the third thing is that all doctors used to be able to write a prescription for this, and it was in the pharmacopoeia from 1850 to 1942. So it's very important, and we are facing an opioid epidemic right now.
Yes, absolutely. And we're starting to see all this data come in on medical marijuana states. The most recent that I saw, they evaluated auto fatalities, and they looked at the blood tests of the people in auto fatalities, and then those medical marijuana states, they had half the rate of opioids in people's system. Not to say whether opioids caused the wreck or anything, just in general, are people using opioids? Half the opioid use in these medical marijuana states.
Absolutely. We're seeing that actually not just in opioid consumption. We're seeing that in the states that have medical marijuana and the dispensaries, and that's the key part, not just having the law. They need to have a place where the patients can go get their medicine and safe access, that we're seeing a 25% decrease in opioid overdoses. And 3 to 5 years, we're seeing even 30 plus. And we've seen $165 million decrease in Medicare dollars in the states that have medical marijuana.
How is medical marijuana proceeding here in Massachusetts? I mean, they passed it in 2012.
Well, among the medical community, Mass Medical Society does not support it. They don't support medical marijuana, and they are actually made it very clear that they want people to vote no on question four. Yet, I think the truth has to be told, and the truth is that this should be a first-line option, not the last resort for our patients.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the opioid overdose and that crisis, and that brings up another subject that's kind of interesting. It's how the DEA just recently scheduled kratom, which I never knew much about personally, but I'd seen it in head shops, never thought twice about it. Now that they've banned it, I'm like, hey, I got to get me some of that.
I wonder if that's interesting. I just heard about it recently, too. I'm not too familiar. And people were taking this as a supplement.
Yeah.
And now they put it in Schedule 1. I mean, there's so much opportunity that we have here to really open this up. But keeping it in Schedule 1 is not where cannabis belongs, and it doesn't belong in any of the schedules. And I want people to understand the difference between descheduling and rescheduling. If we reschedule it, that means that they would just move it from Schedule 1 to 2 or 3. It would still be in the hands of Big Pharma. I do not want to see this in that. I want to see it deschedulized off of all schedules.
Even more in the hands of Big Pharma, since they wouldn't be restricted by Schedule 1 from processing it.
We would have 85 plus pills for every cannabinoid. They would have a pill in a different form of it. And we want to make people understand we need the whole plant. You know, and I'm really saying cannabis is not an entrance drug. It's an exit drug from pharmaceuticals and narcotics. And I am bold to say that I, Dr. Uma Donabalan, doesn't contribute to the opioid epidemic.
That's so excellent. Question four is on the ballot here in Massachusetts. There's four other states voting on legalization, four other states voting on medical marijuana. As you look in your crystal ball, how soon do you think we can get the descheduling we're looking for?
Well, you know, the voters are going to vote, and so that's very important right now. We want people to get out there first, to get registered, and make sure you actually speak your piece, because that's the most important people to understand that this is their right please use it and express it. That's your part of activism. Get involved.
Dr. Uma Donabalan, thank you so much for talking to us, and have yourself a great freedom rally.
Thank you very much. Continue to educate, embrace, and empower. All right. God bless.
Thank you.